What is up, everybody? It is your favorite white boy. I'm back. Oh, yeah. You hear me in there? I know you missed my voice. I know you guys did. But I am in my pajamas, and I'm in my father of dragons, because you know what? Daddy is the father of dragons. Daddy right here. I'm Daddy, the father of dragons. But, guys, you're listening to the Scavoli Show. We have a great show ahead of us. We're going to talk to a longtime friend. Maybe slash enemy sometimes, you know? I had ups and downs with him, you know? When someone says, fuck you, Chris, you know, fuck you too. You know, we love that. But we have an exciting guest on today. His name is Justin Denard. He's a great kid. Now he's a great kid, quotation marks. He had his ups and downs, but, you know, he's fighting. He's fighting. You know, he's a fighter. We will talk to him about life, liberty, and justice. Oh, I like that. I'm going to write that down as a poem. But, Justin, thank you for being on. And he's here. Like, oh, my God. Like, coronavirus, you know, coronavirus. So how are you, Justin?
I'm feeling really great. Actually, I had a really great day today.
Oh, that's good. Because I was here. Yeah. I made that day. At the end of the day at night, I made it.
I was looking forward to this.
Oh, stop it. You're making me blush. Stop. But, Justin, as I said before, that I want to ask you a lot of questions about not just your life, but what you're going into, because you're going into the National Guard, and yes, not sir. A lot of people, like I said to you, I think like 5 minutes ago, like, why are you going to the National Guard? Because I know some people just go for the college, because it's free, and they get tuition money and stuff like that. So why did you join the National Guard in now?
I am joining the National Guard not only to serve, I've been wanting to serve since I was a little kid, but also I just learned recently that I could use it for my own personal gain, so I want to use it for first, apartment building, buying an apartment building with a VA loan. And then also, you know, I also want to use it for college. I'm just not, that's not my main focus. So my main focus is to get that apartment building.
So your main focus is to have a good living.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
To make sure I'm good for the rest of my life. As soon as I get that apartment building, then that's when I'm going to figure out my next step.
That's good. See, I don't have a future plan. I feel like I just stay home and watch Baby Yoda drink soup, you know? Baby Yoda, you know? But that's good, though, that you have a future ahead of you, because I have no future. I'm just like this.
You're my future.
Stop it. Blushing. But I want you to talk about more about your going away. You're going away in, like, a couple weeks, right? It's going to be a couple weeks.
July 7th.
Oh, my God. Counting down the days. Thank God. We're going to throw him a farewell party because we hate him. That's what we're going to do. But can you talk about that and what's ahead for those 6 months?
So for those 6 months, not a lot of people really, they see basic training and think it's literally only yelling in the movies and all that. It's really not that hard. It's literally, it's the same thing as your teachers in high school, your teachers in middle school. They're the same teachers that you're going to have in the Army, except they're just trying to instill discipline and create a soldier out of you. So boot camp, basic training, that's pretty much just building a soldier. It's nothing but building soldiers and making sure you guys are ready to go to war at any time. I'm going to be gone for 5 months. For the first 3 weeks, I would actually be learning how to become a soldier and being disciplined a lot, trying to figure out my life. And then the next 3 weeks, I'll be using my weapon, which would be an M4. And the last 3 weeks, they would...
How you doing? Good?
Yeah.
Good.
I was about to turn off the light.
you know how to do that.
We gotta restart.
No, we're good.
Oh. For the last 3 weeks, I gotta... It's pretty much... That's secretive as to what we do. But for those last 3 weeks, I'm going to be pretty much introducing myself into that soldier life.
That's good. Now, we have candy here, everybody. We have candy. No, it's going. Oh. It's going. Yeah, it's going. But we're not going to restart, you know? We're not. And this is live. We don't care. It's recording. We have candy here. Nice dog. But that was good, Justin, that you want to do that. And that's what it means to you, you know?
Like, oh, let me... I don't mean to interrupt, but for the last 2 months that I'm going to be there, it'll be technically just learning my job. The job that I want to do is military police.
Now, what is military police?
Military police is pretty much, you're a police officer, but on a military base. So they're going to, I'm going to be training, I'm going to be doing real live training in military bases. I'm going to be in a police car doing traffic stops. They're going to be simulated situations where I'm going to have to act on. And it's, you know, it's preparing me for real life situations, like especially what's going on right now with the whole George Floyd pandemic, pretty much.
Yeah. But I just want to say, guys, we were outside. I just want to say we're in a garage. We love garages. You know, we just want to say that. And we support the Black Lives Matter. And I know a lot of people, not to get off the subject, but I think a lot of people are doing a lot of good charities. I think I donated because it was an auction, so I donated the money. I just bought a huge poster. That's Ahsoka. Can't wait for it. It was like 100. I bid it like 125. So that goes to the Black Lives Matter organization, if I could say that right in my lifetime. But yeah, keep doing the charities out there. And yeah, listen and be healthy. Be healthy. Wear your masks. Wear your fucking masks. We hate people like you that don't wear masks. Be safe.
If I could add on to that as well, I am all for the Black Lives Matter community, especially right now. Right now, yes, black people are being targeted. But this is not just a Black Lives. This is not only a... We don't want to just fight for one thing. We want to fight for...
fucked up. The thing.
we want to fight for virtually everything. And that's the goal, pretty much. As long as we're all fighting for the same thing, I'm a humans. All human lives matter. I'm not an all touching lives matter soul. Guy. I'm a human lives matter. So
touching soul.
Anybody soul. That has dealt with police brutality, I would be all for fighting for it.
And his father is a cop. He serves, and he goes out there and risks his life every day for our duty. duty. But yeah, I'm gonna. So Justin. I was going to say, I'm going to ask Justin when we come back, but we're not back. Like, it's 11 o'clock at night. I worked all day. I'm exhausted, people. I am exhausted. I'm done with life at this point. And we're in a garage outside, so you hear every shit. You hear, like, squeaks and boundaries and shit like that.
Unfortunately, sorry.
That's all right. I don't care. It's live. Who cares? But, yeah. So, I want you to talk about your high school.
High school?
What was your last year of high school like? Because my last year, I didn't know what it was. I think I just woke up one day... And I was like, oh, I'm graduating. Yeah, I'm graduating this year. I think so. So talk to me about the high school and your experience this year. Because I know it was cut short due to the virus.
Unfortunately, yeah. My last year of high school was very... It was a lot. There was a lot of things that I had to learn. And there's a lot of things that I learned that I know I could use for in the future. I learned how to deal with people that you do not like at all. I learned how to stay calm in situations where, you know, there's supposed to be a lot of pressure on you. I also gained favorite teachers that I could never forget. Miss Giacopelli, she's a public speaking teacher, my favorite teacher, because she's always comes in with that energy, and that's the energy I always love to match with her. She knows whenever I'm not in a good mood, she's like, something's wrong. She already knows.
She's like, Justin, get to my office now. Talk to me. Yeah. Talk to me.
Miss Giacopelli, Miss Nigro, those are my top two teachers I think I could remember. They were my favorite teachers. High school, I wasn't, not to say that I wasn't looking forward to graduation, but my main goal is graduating from the military. I would love having a graduation ceremony and all that, but...
You're having a virtual one. How about that? They come to your house and they go, yeah, you graduated, finally, you made it.
I'm not really excited for graduation, in my opinion. Prom, I was more excited for than graduation.
Now, you're not having a prom, right?
They rescheduling it for, like, August, but I'm not going to be here.
Yeah, you won't be here.
Yeah.
I'll go.
All right, go Justin for me. I'll give you my ticket.
I'll go. But that's crazy, though. I'm glad that you had a good year, though.
Class of 2020 is going to be the most unique class of all time.
Because you're in it?
Well, yeah, you're first because I'm in it, but second, it's going to be also because... No, I don't believe any class has not had a graduation.
Yeah.
Not any world class, but in this sense.
But when were you supposed to graduate? What date?
I think it was like the 23rd 19th or the
23rd. Oh, okay, so it was close. It's next week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not this week coming up. It's the following week. The following, like that Monday or Tuesday. Okay, that's interesting. I don't know when I graduated. I forget those days. It was a long night. It's a long night.
At the end of the day, I have better things that I'll look forward to, like being married, having a kid. and graduating.
Name it Chris. He wants the baby to be named Chris. Chris John Anthony Scavoli. Any one of those names,
perfect. Nah, I'm going to name it Father. The middle name is going to be Of, and the last name is going to be Dragons.
Dragons. Oh, I would laugh at your kid, though. I would go, Father, where? Well, that's good that you enjoyed your air. But you're actually leaving people behind you.
Yes.
At July 7th, right?
July 7th. I'm leaving. I keep my friend group tight, but I'm leaving 12 of people I could call family.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm along. But that, so you leave July 7th. Now, from July 7th to what date?
Till the last week of November, so virtually pretty much. I will be back before Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. We give thanks to you. Father, Son, the Holy Motherfucking Spirit. Thank you. You're welcome. Amen.
Amen.
But, so you go, right? Like, you go for 5 months, and then you come back, and what happens after when you come back?
Being in the National Guard, there is a thing that we do, which is 2 weeks. I'm 2 weeks out of the year, and 2 days a month. So, for 2 days a month, I'm going to be doing the same type of training, yet it's going to be specifically for my job. I was doing the same thing before Corona and before all this stuff was happening. We were doing training. It was more of an introduction as to what boot camp / basic training would be. And that's what I'll be doing going forward.
Now, I know this is a personal question, but did you ever get the finger up the asshole yet?
Yes.
Yeah! It did. It's right
when
up.
When you get
right
your medical examination, they...
stick it right up there.
They stick it right up there. And it's a scarring moment. That's all I gotta say. Just hearing a glove slap was a scarring moment.
And they enjoy it. They go, yeah, they probably scare this kid.
I looked at the guy and he had a rainbow ring on his ring finger. So it was more scary.
Aw. We love those people.
But I got through it.
I can just imagine your face getting fingered. That's the best moment of my life. That was. But we gotta take a break on the Scavoli Show, guys. We'll be right back. We're gonna talk to more Justin about his life, his long-lived dream of being. And then we're going to talk relationships, because he is in a little relationship, ladies, so you can't get the middle finger on the finger, if you know what I mean. And you can't stick the finger up the asshole. I'm just saying, because he already had that.
Yeah,
by a man.
You lost the opportunity.
You lost that, people. But we're going to talk to him more about relationships, his future dreams after he goes to the military police, if he wants to do that for all his career. But we will talk more, and I will have more questions when I come up with them. So, come back to the Scavoli Show. Bye, motherfuckers! What is up, guys? Yeah, I'm nice and firm, you know, bored. You know, tired of life. But we are back. We are back to the Scavoli Show, and I hope you fucking are liking it right now. You better be in your bedroom eating ice cream and cookies together in that damn order. All right? You listen to me? You hear me? I think they hear me. I think they did hear me. Did they hear me, Justin?
Try to repeat it just to make sure.
You better fucking eat cookies and ice cream together in a sandwich. Boom. Ice cream sandwich. I just made that.
And follow Chris on Instagram.
There we go. That's what we do on Corona things and quarantine things. But we are back to the Scavoli Show, guys. I'm sorry that I'm not being energetic today. It's 11 o'clock at night. I'm like dying inside, and I have to wake up early tomorrow. But we get through it, and we are back with Justin. Yay. Claps. Silent claps.
Oh, sorry.
Silent. But we want to ask Justin some relationship advice, because he is in a relationship with a very special woman. And we're not going to get into details about her, because she'll kick her ass, and she has a heavy hand. And her father's
a
cop, too.
She does have a heavy hand.
She does. Her heavy hand
is like a bear.
She really is. Like, she'll maul you in the back. Or maybe rape you a little. A little.
Sometimes.
If you like it. But any relationship advice for any of those people listening that have a relationship or in it, or getting into it?
you just make sure that you're happy in the end.
And the woman is always right. Just say, the woman is always right. That's it.
You got to just make sure you're always happy. Your happiness is, yes, your relationship is a very precious thing, but you got to make sure your happiness is over your relationship. Because if you're not happy in a relationship, you're never going to be satisfied. So if you don't put your happiness first, then your relationship will never work.
It will never work. And that's why I'm single and not ready to mingle. I'd rather sit on the couch, eat chips, and talk about nothing. And watch Friends. Whoever watches Friends is a number one fan. But yeah, that's good relationship advice. I can't be in one because I can't love myself. I don't love myself yet, so. That's a spoiler alert, guys. We're getting deep.
Oh, and before you get in a relationship, yeah, you should first love yourself, have confidence in yourself. Because if you don't have confidence in, you're gonna trump yourself pretty much.
Yeah, just like now, I sit in my pajamas, short sleeve pajamas, with a Father Dragon shirt on, lonely and afraid. But yeah, what were you gonna say?
Oh, if you're not confident in yourself, then pretty much, it's like you're gonna make yourself a fake version for someone else.
That's deep.
And yeah, that's gonna making yourself a fake version is just it's gonna dig you in on the inside because you're not being the real person you are.
If you could see me, guys, I'm tearing. I'm literally tearing. My eyes hurt. I don't know why my eyes actually hurt. But yeah, that's good advice. Because how long have you been together with her?
Me and her have been on and off for about 2.5 years.
Oh, wow.
But now we're back on and strong and we're never leaving.
We're never leaving. And he's leaving. Yeah, he's leaving. Slee snapper. There you go. But I also want to talk about... what was I going to say to you? I was going to say something. Well, what the fuck was I going to say? I always forget questions. Good questions, too. When we first met, what did you think of me? That's what we're going to ask him. Let's see what this kid really thought about me. Like, when I walked up to him and said, yo, what's up? In my little bitch-ass voice.
I'm from Newark, New Jersey. So when I first met you, we just had gotten out of our Newark, New Jersey home. And I wasn't, not going to lie, I wasn't used to seeing a white presence. And it felt being weird because in Newark, normally we're used to seeing people go up to us as our friends, yet they're not. The goal is not to be your friend. So seeing you, I was very hesitant at first. But I looked around at my environment and I realized this is not how I used to live.
It's way different.
Yeah.
It's quiet. It's not quieter, but...
It's way quieter.
Really?
Yeah, totally. It's a different environment.
It's a different ball game. It's like apples and oranges.
Pretty much.
They're the same thing. They're just round balls. But yeah, see, you thought of me like that. See? Didn't care. He didn't care that I was me. He didn't care. But also, so like I was saying with the first day you met me, like we go back a long time.
About... Ever since I got here, so we've been here for...
That was middle school. I was in middle school,
and I was in third grade. It's been a long time.
It's been a long journey. And now you're going off and saluting us.
So far, that's pretty much like 9 years.
Yeah. That's a long time to know someone. That's a lot. 9 years.
We're inseparable.
We are. We're together forever.
Forever.
That's funny. So, like I said to you before... I think I said before, when we were starting to film, I wanted to get your whole life on voice, because you can't see us.
Yeah.
But what were the challenges? Because when I first met you, you were not this kid. You were definitely not. You were not this changed Justin Denard. You were, I don't know what you
arrogance.
Were.
Arrogance. Yes. I was very childish and in my own ways.
Yes. And then you change. You change. You didn't do a complete 180 turn. You did maybe about like a 60, but like it almost 100.
Yeah.
Almost 100 turn. Almost the 80. But talk to people. Talk about that.
So coming into Belleville, I was a very once again I'm from Newark, so the normal stuff that we used to do in Newark was not really tolerated in Belleville.
No.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
And I was a very childish kid. I always wanted to do, like, dumb things. And it wasn't out of just spite to annoy people. It was just me just having fun as a kid. And seventh grade year came along, and they introduced a point system. And when they introduced a point system...
Fucking point system.
One of those kids, the maximum points that you had in order to walk for graduation would be 20, and I was that kid with 115. So, I was well known around.
Oh, no, around you were. For the teachers.
Yeah.
You were known.
They were looking for that. They were looking for the write-ups.
Just as I come to the office, what did I do? Well, you have 110 points. You failed.
And coming into high school, my freshman year of high school, I moved to my mom's house. To Johnny Dwyer Technical Academy, And at that point, I had learned a lot of things. Like, Dwyer was one of the towns that was trying to emulate Newark. So I've seen the gang life. I've seen drugs. I've seen a lot of stuff in front of me. And it's, you know, that opened my eyes a little bit more to how the real world would be. I was so sheltered into one place that I would not understand. And it just, it also showed me how much people wear costumes.
Now, what do you mean people in costumes?
People wear costumes as in, like, there's a mask behind everybody. Ooh, so
there's, like, beauty behind the madness.
Yeah, the mask is pretty much, people are very, sorry about that.
I was just getting into
people are very, they're fake. They emulate themselves as if they're a person, yet behind them, they're very insecure about themselves and they're very scared. A lot of people want to be tough, but they're not. They don't know what it is.
Yeah, I know some people that want to be the shit.
Yeah.
And they hate the shit.
Not at all. You find the real tough people are the quiet ones.
Yeah, I wasn't quiet. So I wasn't tough.
the quiet people who claim they're from a certain place that's supposedly bad, and they're the ones that are causing the most trouble. They're not from where they say they are. When coming from Newark, the kids that came from Newark, we wouldn't be talking. We would like to stay away from trouble. We wouldn't want to come in and make ourselves known. We like to just stay quiet to ourselves, and we don't want to start problems unless the problem comes to us.
Ooh, that's good. If you have a problem with me about cookies, you come talk to me. Me.
Then I got used to Belvo, and I came to the middle school, and I just started becoming one of the Belvo kids.
One of the Belvo kids. Oh, you're one of those. But I just want you to talk a little about your future. What do you see yourself? How old are you now? You're 17?
19.
19? Oh, shit, you are. Oh, shit. But in 10 years from now, when you're 29, what do you wish that you have now? Like, not like as a wife, just as what you have now. Like, what you have.
I'm not a materialistic person, but what I picture myself doing is I see myself being a firefighter. 10 years from now, I should be out of my military contract, but I might just re-enlist myself.
Resign like a basketball player.
I'm going to be a firefighter. I'm going to have my own house, which is probably going to be the house that we are in right now.
I'm living in the garage, I called it. I'm living in the garage, I called it.
I will own an apartment building, making at least $30,000 a month to myself.
And to me, because I'm living in his closet.
Yeah. Also...
Stupid thing. I hate this thing. We should never put it on there.
Also, on top of that, I am also, like, as soon as I get back from basic training, I'm planning on buying a house for my mom.
Cause, that's good.
Yeah, before...
That's the first thing you'll do.
Exactly. Before, I used to tell myself, oh, my mom's gonna come after everything comes. But I was like, why should she do that? She should come up with me. She should see the struggle with me, but still, you know, not feel the struggle.
Yeah. She's a nice lady. I never met her in my life, but she's nice.
Yeah,
she's very, 9 years out of this, I never met the mom. I met everybody else. I never met the mom. But yeah, that's good. I'm glad that you're doing that. I'm glad that you're out on the horizon in the ocean, like the Titanic.
I'm sorry. I forgot to mention. YouTube. I'm planning on doing YouTube.
Getting back in there. I was just going to ask you that.
You go ahead.
Look at you, mind reader. Look at you, Jedi. You do that mind trick. But yeah, he has a YouTube channel, and he's going to say it, but at the end of this show, we're going to say, where can you find it and stuff like that. So just describe what your YouTube channel is about and why you started it.
My YouTube channel is about, it started off of giving back. That was my YouTube channel. I wanted to be like, I don't know if you know who he is, but his name is Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast, no. Is he a beast?
He's a beast. He gives back. Virtually, last year he gave back $2 million. In the first quarter of this year, he already gave back $2 million.
Really?
Yeah. So his friends are pretty much the people that are always around his videos. So he gives back to his friends a lot. But then he also does give backs to other people around the world. My first video was me giving back to the homeless. I don't want to tell the monetary amount because I'm not here to show that off. But
yeah.
I gave a significant amount of money to the homeless. Not money. I don't find giving money to the homeless as a good thing to do. I give food or clothes or something that you need. So I gave about I think I ordered 50 cheeseburgers, 50 apple pies, and 50 orders of nuggets. And
from
I,
McDonald's.
Yeah, and Popeye, I gave I'm out to virtually 50 people, pretty much.
To 50 homeless people.
50 homeless people. 50 people that were homeless and 50 people that came from the places that I were that I grew up in.
So, where you grew up in, like, Newark?
Yes.
Okay.
We went all around Newark.
Oh, that's nice of you. And you went with your cousin, Juan.
Yes, with my cousin.
Oh, we love Juan. Shout out to Juan, shout young valet. He's valet. I think he is, but he's all right. He's an all right kid. Hi, Damaris. I love you. Damaris, shout out. Shout out. But that's good that you're doing. So you started just by giving back with this channel, or you started it just to have...
I started giving back. I said I was going to do it as a giving back channel. Then I started expanding to my own passions, which is also basketball. And I showed people that I was in the National Guard. And I do challenges in basketball where people could win a monetary amount of money, or we could
or
do
you can
punishments.
Get watered or face pumped or shot with a BB gun or yeah. shot with a paintball gun or just shot. Like, just shit through the heart. We'll get a real gun this time and just shoot you and you.
Chris features in one of them.
Oh, unfortunately. I was pulled in. I was going for a walk like a normal citizen of America. And let's go play basketball. We got challenges. I won $10 and then I got pulled back because he beat me. Not a long story. I'm still mad. I still want my $5 or $10. So. But, like, your YouTube channel, where can everybody find your YouTube, and where if they have to look you up, how do they look you up?
You just look up OVO Curls, the name of the show. I believe that's what it's gonna be, OVO Curls.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is.
Yeah,
that.
You could find
even,
me.
Yeah, if you look it up, yours comes up.
You
so.
Can find me on OVO Curls, or you could look up Justin DENNARD, and there would also that's my Instagram as well. And yeah, you're pretty much gonna find me there. I'm every video, you're going to see something new. You're going to see me improving on my editing skills.
And he's going away for 5 months. So who will be doing your videos then?
Okay. I made myself a plan because I don't want my channel to die out. I gave my girlfriend the ability to help upload and edit videos while I'm gone. And I also recorded pre-recorded video. Nobody knows yet, so you guys are going to be first to hear.
You got to hear the podcast to know who's yes. in this.
I pre-recorded videos to help update my viewers that... I don't call them fans. I call them my viewers. I'm going to figure out a name for them because they're my family.
The Denardiners. Oh, that's corny. The Denardiners.
Yeah, I uploaded 7 videos to keep my viewers updated on exactly what I'm doing in basic and what am I going to be experiencing.
Okay. And now you won't have any phones with you on your ride.
I'm going in there expecting not to have my phone. So okay. I'm expecting to be completely isolated with life except for the people that are there. But there can be a chance where they'll grant us 15 minutes of phone time on a Sunday.
On a Sunday. Sunday fun day. That's, see, even those people have fun days. Like, even those people.
But it's not for sure. So once again, I'm going in there thinking I'm not going to have it at all.
Oh, okay. That's good, though, because you're prepared. Now, where would you put, like, where would you put your phone? Like, where they have a secret magic box?
We go to get our physicals done again and all that other stuff, and they take our phones that day. We don't know. I don't know where they put that.
They
that
must part. Go through them.
They probably do or there. They probably don't. I don't know, but I have nothing to hide.
I hope you just have nudes on there. They'll be very shocked.
Yeah, my butt's all over there. After that, we go to our training facility, and then in the training facility, they will have a bucket. It'll be like something like a beach.
Like a cooler.
Yeah, a cooler. And they would have our things put in plastic bags with the last 4 of our social security number and our last name. And okay. then that's where they send it off.
Oh, all right.
And then we don't know where it goes. It goes into the drill sergeant's headquarters.
Now, we can write you letters and everything. We still have access to your
P.O. box.
P.O. box.
Right? You can write me letters. I advise my viewers to write me letters, but until I have my own P.O. box, until I know exactly what P.O. box it is, I can't really
you
tell
can't
you.
You can't tell yeah. us yet. But you leave July 7th.
July 7th.
Countdown days.
I'm not excited? Even counting down the days. I'm just more trying to spend time with family and spend as much time instead of, you know, feeling like I'm in a rush.
Yeah. Are you, now when you leave, I hope you can come back. I hope you come back. You know, I don't hate you that much. I don't hate you that much. But I think you're doing a great, awesome thing, going to the National Guard, serving. this nice, beautiful country that we have going on here.
How beautiful.
How beautiful it is, right? But I'm very proud of you. I didn't want to say it on the podcast because I don't say it. I'm very proud of you. You've grown into such a good human being, and I'm proud.
Thank you very much.
I'm very proud, and I can't wait to see you keep going and keep going and see where that leads you. And if you have millions, please give me some. If I don't get the millions.
Oh, trust me. My millions are getting given to everybody.
Everybody's giving it to you. It's like Oprah Winfrey. I'm giving it to you, you, and you.
When I become a millionaire, I'm going to... All that money's going to go right back out.
He'll be broke in a day. Hey, Chris, I'll Venmo you 20. But that's awesome. Like I said, I'm proud. I can't wait to see you. I don't know if I'll see you. I know you're going to see your mom soon. But it's only like maybe 40 minutes away, 30 minutes away.
It's a 30 minute drive. Hopefully we have our friends, you know, drive you over there. You get to see me for a little while.
Because I don't drive. I'm a 20-year-old car virgin. I'm glad. And you're going to do good things, I'm hoping. For the better or for the worst. Whichever comes first. Whichever comes first. But we have to thank you, Justin, for coming on. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. We love you. I love you. I don't know if anybody else does.
I love you guys, too. Even if you don't love me.
Even if you hate us so much. I love all humans. Even if you just listen to my podcast just for my voice. My sexy voice.
Oh, also, sub to my YouTube channel. I'm planning on
releasing an EP. I feel like you just cut right in front of me.
I'm sorry.
I was going to do that. I was sorry. You motherfucker. This is how we close the show.
I'm planning on releasing an EP.
Oh. Yeah. Six songs or three songs?
Six songs.
How? You don't have any of the equipment.
I'm going to a friend's studio tomorrow, and I'm gonna record all of it.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
See, this is what I get about my friends. They have studios. They have big people that have studios. But the one person who does music, right? Who writes songs? Who can try to sing?
I posted on my. On my Snapchat, and I asked if anybody had a studio, if anybody knew. You probably didn't see it, but...
I did.
Oh, you did?
So, do you think I have a studio?
So then that, technically, I reached out to you, if you knew anybody. But, yeah, I'm doing that. I want to write my own songs.
Oh, shit.
Not trying to say it like that, but I want to learn myself how to do all that stuff. I want to be self-produced, pretty much. All
right, that's good. Self-produced is good, because you're teaching yourself all...
Jack of all trades.
There you go. Well, where can everybody find you? I know they said it before. You kept right in front of me.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. Where they can find you on the gram, Twitter, YouTube, Snapchat, wherever they can find you.
Currently, I do not have Twitter, but you can find me on Instagram, OVO Curls, OVOCURLS, the same way it is on YouTube as well. And Snapchat, it's a funny name, but we all have our funny names on Snapchat. It's Sissy Lala. .jd.
You have to spell that.
Yeah, I'm gonna spell that.
Because no one ain't remember that. This damn thing. I hate this damn thing, Justin. Why did we even put this out?
It's gonna be SISSYLALA.JD.
Wow. Why did you name it Sissy?
My girlfriend used to call me Sissy Lala. It's supposed to mean the B word, but it's like a...
But
it's
terrible.
Like, yeah, it's the little kid version.
It's a little kid version. And you guys can find me on the gram, Chris_Scavoli. You can follow me on Instagram, same thing. No, I just said Instagram. Oh, my God, I'm dying. It's high, really. Instagram, Chris_Scavoli. Snapchat, Chris.Scavoli. Follow the page, The Scavoli Show, on Instagram and on Twitter. Because, you know, we got to tweet our feelings, you know? But thank you guys for joining us. Thank you, Justin, for coming on.
No problem.
We support you. We hope to see you again.
We will see me in 5 months.
After 5 months, you're going to come back on and talk about your experience.
You're going to see me a little bit more built. Hopefully, you don't see me with a deeper voice.
You'd be like, hey, everybody. I just came from war. But thank you again. We're proud of you. We love you. We support you. Thank you. And guys, be safe. Wash your balls, because please, that's where you get corona. Thank you. We'll see you soon. Bye.